Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sam Smith right there. You know what I was thinking as I was listening to that song? How long has it been since I've slow danced?
Didn't you slow dance at that Salesforce party?
Ah! I did!
Oh, imagine
it hasn't
that.
Been that long. How long has it been since you slow danced?
I just don't know.
Like years, probably, right?
Probably. Oh, shit.
Bryn?
I wish I don't remember. I can't.
Hooman?
Last time I slow danced?
Yeah, last time you slow danced. Like, got on off. On the floor, arms around your partner or whatever, one arm in the air. Which way do you go?
Like a Just Don't Care.
You go arm in the air or you go both arms around her waist?
I know there was a gala I was at where I did some slow dancing or a wedding
gala.
Or something.
A gala.
But you don't remember her specifically?
I don't remember the chick, no.
Oh, that's too bad. All right. Well, anyway.
Maybe it might have been a wedding, Vinny.
For you?
Yeah.
Slow dancing's kind of fun.
It's nice.
It seems weird that as I'm listening to that Sam Smith song, I'm like, damn, man. I don't even know when I've slow danced. All right, whatever. Sorry. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show, and Sarah's out. And so she's got the flu or whatever, and I'm sure she'll be better by Monday.
By the way, someone was saying that I knew Yuzette was going to bring the flu to work, taking one day off. You're still contagious.
Yeah.
I didn't have the flu.
Sure about that?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure it was something that I had the night before that just set in on my stomach.
Was it tequila?
No, it wasn't.
Duh, it's vodka. Everybody knows she's a vodka girl.
No, it was not alcohol, you guys. Tell me, I don't get hangovers.
All right. Anyway, I don't know. We had to do something here, right? Oh, yeah.
Hey, so I want to do a couple.
Dublin.
Berkeley!
Dublin! Dublin!
They are getting their money's worth when we scream out their stuff.
Uh-huh.
I want to do a quick couple stories before Hooman gets to its new movies for the weekend.
Yeah, new movies and some Oscar stuff, yeah.
All right.
Thank
well,
you.
I saw this story all over my Facebook this morning, and it has to do with Rihanna ripping apart Snapchat.
Uh-oh, let's check the stock, everyone.
Wait, I'm going to tell you. Well, you can check it right now, but don't tell me till after I tell you what it has in this story. Snapchat has been taking heat for a recent ad that seemed to trivialize Chris Brown and the beating the crap out of Rihanna.
Right. Sarah told us about this earlier in the week.
Okay. So Rihanna's now, was Rihanna coming back and saying anything?
No, she hadn't commented on it, but the ad, however it ran, and I don't know, I didn't see it, and I do use Snapchat.
Yeah.
And part of the reason everyone laughs when Snapchat comes up is because I dumbly invested in Snapchat when they had their stock offering.
So the ad was for a mobile game called Would You Rather, and they asked, would you rather slap Rihanna or punch Chris Brown?
Right.
Oh.
And that's just horrible. So Rihanna now has attacked the ad on Instagram. This happened yesterday. She says, I'd love to call it ignorance, but I know you ain't that dumb. You spent money to animate something that would intentionally bring shame to domestic violence victims and made a joke of it. So a lot of people are speculating that Snapchat stock was down 3.6% yesterday. It's hard to say if Rihanna had anything to do with it because, I don't know, they haven't been doing well in a bit, right, Hooman?
Well, so I'm looking back at Snapchat stock, and a few days ago, you know, they were okay. They were at $18. But
that's good.
As a result,
That's not great. That's not where I bought it, but that's good because it had been as low as 12, 11 bucks. It had been down.
So right now it's at 16.81. It's down again.
Mm-hmm. Well, regardless, Snapchat has taken down the ad and apologized, saying it was, quote, approved in error and it violates their advertising guidelines.
Yeah, so to their credit, they did take it down immediately. But look, I think that these are situations where they have to just come out and say, we screwed up.
Mm-hmm.
We apologize. And don't make excuses and don't be a fool about it. You made a huge mistake.
Right. But sometimes on the other end, I look at that and go, was that a PR stunt? Like, what's up with that? Who's not looking at that? Are you kidding me? That's ridiculous. No, you think it was just a judgment error?
I think that we are all still working through everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Even where I've got certain sensitivity meters where I feel like I'm pretty good. I kind of know. People will write in and go, you don't know, dude. And I'm
you
like,
don't know.
Jesus,
Vinny Hoffman.
How sensitive are we going to get? But in this case, that's absolutely domestic abuse. That guy beat her up. What are you? How could you possibly not know?
Mm-hmm.
But someone in charge probably went, we need that money.
All right, everyone.
No, I'm not done, Hooman.
Okay, keep going.
I wanted to hit these two breakups. I want to put them together. Donald Trump Jr., his wife has filed for divorce, and people are saying it's been a long time coming.
Did you know, I read the story this morning, they have 5 kids.
I know.
Who has 5 kids?
People that can afford it, I guess.
I guess.
How old is she?
I don't know how old she is, but they've been together about 13 years.
What's her name?
Her name is Vanessa.
5 kids in 13 years is busy.
Yeah, looks like
Vanessa
they got...
Vanessa K?
She's 40. Vanessa Trump.
So they have 5 children between the ages of 3 and 10. Looks like they got married in 2005.
I think she's attractive.
Yeah, I think she is too. Very nice looking.
Him, not so much.
Mm-hmm.
Is that about to say?
You can say whatever you want. Anderson Cooper is splitting with his longtime boyfriend, Benjamin Massani.
They weren't married, though.
They were not married, but they have been together quite a while. And it looks like Anderson has been seen in the arms of a Dallas doctor, Victor Lopez. I was looking at a bunch of pictures of them yesterday.
Already, huh?
Uh-huh. Well, it sounds like Anderson has been seeing this guy since maybe November or December of last year.
Oh.
And they're saying that he's taken 11 trips to Texas to go see this doctor. Hooman, it's all you now, buddy.
I'm looking at the names of Vanessa Trump's kids.
Yeah.
They do have a Donald Trump III.
Oh.
Interesting, isn't it? Mm. All right, everyone. So for those of you who watched the Academy Awards, I think we all remember Jimmy Kimmel give away a jet ski.
It was so funny.
To the shortest acceptance speech, and it was won by a guy named Mark Bridges. He's a costume designer. He won because his speech was 36 seconds long. But the story is he's already giving it up. He's raffling off the jet ski on omaze.com to raise money for the Motion Picture and Television Fund.
I love that website. That's where you can like get life experiences, right?
Right.
Yeah. A bunch of surfers do that.
Oh,
They'll put up a trip to go surfing with a pro surfer, and the money will be for cancer or whatever their cause is.
Mm-hmm.
But it's pretty awesome to think that you could go surf with your favorite pro.
Right.
So they do a lot of neat stuff on Omaze.
So the way it works is you can donate as little as $10. You get 100 entries, but obviously the more you donate, the more entries you get. And there's a bunch of other prizes you can qualify for. So from the Academy Awards, I say we go to the box office. As you all learned yesterday, Tomb Raider's coming out today.
What did you and Rady
give? I gave it 1.5. I think Rudy gave it 2.
Mm. I have a text about that. Yes. Someone wrote it. Did you see it?
No.
Oh,
I can't wait to hear how much they agree with me and how much they love me.
No, Hold on. I got it right here. You know what?
There it is.
I was listening to your podcast from yesterday, and I can't believe Hooman and Rudy didn't do their research before doing their review of the new Tomb Raider.
Believe that movie
is based on the new 2013 reboot of the game. For God's sake, it's even the same plot.
Oh, yeah.
I understand Hooman is 40-something. Oh, that's a low plot.
It's true. I'm 40-something.
But that's no excuse. I don't know that anything about Tomb Raider or the games or the movies, but apparently
we got it wrong. Well, listen, when people think about Lara Croft, when I say people, I mean me. I think about the old video game with when she had guns and would shoot people, not run around with a bow and arrow. Look for Magic Princess. But anyway.
Still, you know what? You don't have to know the game. If the movie's bad, it's just bad. And
yeah.
You guys
yeah.
didn't like it, right?
It was just really hard to buy into. I just, her beating up all those guys, all those, you know, humongous, perfectly just built dudes. I was like, this is ridiculous. Anyway, there's all these stories.
Save that.
Don't save that.
718.
Don't write that down and don't save it. Let that go. All right. Anyway, there's
perfectly
all these,
built. Huh?
There's all these stories about can Tomb Raider dethrone Black Panther?
No.
They have this algorithm which is able to predict how much a film is going to make, and it's fairly accurate. They know Black Panther is going to make $25 million in its fifth week.
Oh.
And they're estimating that Tomb Raider is going to make $27 million its first week.
All right.
But these numbers are so much less than what, like Angelina Jolie, if you take her first week for when her Lara Croft Tomb Raider came out, it adjusted for inflation, it made $77 million its first week. So the big question is Alicia a big enough star to beat out Black Panther? I'm going to say no, but who knows?
What's her last name?
Vikander.
I honestly don't know who she is.
I don't either.
I feel like I should.
Although I have to admit, I saw the ads and they made the movie look good.
Oh, they did.
But I
is
just,
that the best part of the movie?
But
though?
I don't. I never played the games.
Yeah.
I don't even know if I watched more than 10 minutes of the first Lara Croft movies or Tomb Raiders. It's just not my thing.
Hey, I meant to ask you to look up the song at the break and I forgot. There's a song called "I Can Only Imagine" by a Christian band named Mercy Me. There's a new film coming out. A Christian film is coming out this weekend called "I Can Only Imagine." And the reason I'm mentioning it is because they've got. Yeah.
Oh, that's beautiful.
It is beautiful.
So this on Christian radio is a big, big song.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like
you like this?
Well, I know it.
But do you like it?
I've never sung it at church or anything like that. It's okay. It's a little pop.
If it comes on while you're driving down the road, do you turn it off or turn it up?
I usually change the station.
Oh, man.
It's okay. I mean, I've listened to it a few times.
Do you like this better than When Jesus Say Yes?
No, absolutely not.
All right.
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Anyway, Dennis Quaid stars in this new film, I Can Only Imagine. And apparently it got 4 reviews. 3 were good. 1 was terrible. So I just wanted to...
I like Dennis Quaid.
I do too.
There's also a film... called Love, Simon, which is coming out. And it's about a closeted 17-year-old boy who starts an anonymous relationship with another gay teen. And then they gets blackmailed. And then...
Anonymous, is that online?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So Jennifer Garner and Josh Duhamel. They play this boy's parents. And apparently... you know, the people that have seen it, they've really, like, reacted well to it. Like, it's touched a lot of people. It has something like 90% on Rotten Tomatoes.
One of my friends wrote me about Call Me By Your Name.
Yeah, what'd they say?
So did you like it? Or did you
I
fall
mean,
Is
I
that
fell
the
asleep.
One you fell asleep?
I was out in, like,
you fell
five
asleep.
Minutes. Yeah,
she up. Absolutely loved it and
oh,
said it's one of the most beautiful movies of the year. Like, she thought the story was excellent, and it totally touched her. So I was all right, well.
You're going to see it?
I'll watch it, sure.
All right, yeah, let me know what you
I'm
think.
I'm not usually a love story guy. In the end, though, you better get the guy or girl, or I'm going to be upset.
You like a happy ending.
I like a happy ending.
Well, then this one.
Oh, really?
That's Kapoor's favorite movie.
Oh, yeah. My God. He went on and on. Loved it.
That's the reason why Sarah wants to watch it with Hooman.
He was absolutely upset. Oh. He was upset at me for not liking it.
Oh. Huh.
Let me just put it to you. Nobody has a shirt on the whole film. I mean, it's crazy. I'm like, somebody put on a shirt. Anyone.
Oh, are there no women in the film?
No chicks.
Oh,
well,
okay.
The chicks are all, they're covered.
Oh, but they're wearing their shirts?
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Like this young 17-year-old boy, like, You know, is he like out of clothes? Is everything in the laundry the whole film?
You know what's weird? Where's the film supposed to be?
France.
Oh, France. Okay, I don't know anything about that. But I grew up down south and we walked around with our shirts off, and it seems to offend people all kind of places where it's not hotter than hell. So where sometimes that seems super normal, mm-hmm. you can see other people are all, oh, gross, put your shirt on. Jesus.
Do you have a story here? Do you want me to do one more?
I was talking about your the movie's book about Love, Simon. We're doing the soundtrack for that at 8 o'clock.
So. Oh, cool.
Oh, we do have some new music coming up at 8 o'clock. Go ahead. You want to go one more before we go to break?
So I know all of us on the show are at least a little bit of a fan of the White Stripes.
Mm-hmm. I love the White Stripes. And I love Jack White. Like, he's done a bunch of other stuff, other bands and solo projects.
So the story starts off, if you've been holding your breath for the White Stripes reunion, you've already died. You've
well,
died
yeah,
in vain.
She's the drummer that he started with, who the rumor was they were married. She suffers from, does it say it in the story there?
Well, the story basically says, Jack White says, I highly doubt that would ever be a thing. He says that he's writing songs for other bands, but he doesn't see them ever getting back together. And then it goes on to say, Meg White won't be happy to hear this, but to her, I guess, obviously makes a lot of sense. It doesn't say what she suffers from.
She has panic attacks and anxiety and does not want to perform. And so they do these albums and they would go perform these songs, but she doesn't want to have any part of that. And one of the rumors that I heard, which, again, this is a rumor, I do not know if it's fact, but part of the anxiety or that came out of this was one of her, some video she made with a boyfriend got leaked, like got stolen or leaked.
Like a nude
a
video?
Sex,
or
them having sex.
Oh.
And what that, like,
destroyed her.
Crushed her. Just such an invasion, apparently, and she just can't. She doesn't want any part of that celebrity or stardom. That may not be true, but and it might just be the panic attacks, but one way or another, they're gone because of her. She doesn't not want to be in a band.
She doesn't want to be in a band, and everyone, like, all the quotes from that story are saying the band was him. She just kept the beat.
He doesn't say that. I guarantee you he would love to have her back. And I think sometimes you just like being with someone. You know, like, we like working together.
Right.
If this ended, we'd all go work somewhere else, but that wouldn't mean we wouldn't look back on it lovingly and think, I wish we could do that again.
Absolutely.
And I know that he says if she would come back and do it, he would do it. So it's really sad because she had it. How many people make it in music? 1%?
Sure.
2%? Maybe less than even that?
Yeah.
And here she is making it, and she's got a great side man, and she just doesn't want to go out and be in the public.
There's a Rolling Stone article that he is saying that she's always been quite a hermit.
Yeah.
You guys want one more?
No. Sure.
All
well,
right.
We should go to break.
My bad.
I'm ready.
And I'm supposed to be ready. Okay. Whoops. Okay. Go to commercial. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 7:40 and Sarah's out. She got the bug that's going around. In fact, some texters have sent in that there's a 24-hour thing going around. Maybe that's what you had. I don't know, Yuzi, but it seems Sarah has it now. So she's starting the weekend early, but we are here and live and doing a show for you. So please hang.
Hang out with us. This portion of the program is brought to you by Amazon.
So check it out. Weather-wise, we've got rain today. It was dumping all night last night at my house in the South Bay and continued on my drive up into the city.
Yeah.
It will continue. According to this, it's going to rain tomorrow, which I had thought early forecast said we'd get a break on Saturday. Now it's looking like the break is Sunday. I guess that's going to differ depending on where you're at and another storm coming Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday of next week as well.
Wow.
A big one. So, and right now they're already saying we're going to have up to 5 feet of snow in Tahoe.
Mm-hmm.
So there are road closures, snow chain requirements, and more up there. So you'll want to check that if you're heading up to ski or snowboard this weekend.
I was seeing that something, one of those stories, maybe on that front page, Vinny, it says, if you didn't make it out by Thursday, wait till Saturday to go.
Really?
Yeah. So look out there. Amazon Fresh is hiring in Brisbane. Come to a walk-in hiring event to get an on-the-spot job offer. Learn more at amazon.com/Bay Area Jobs. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer.
Hold on, Bryn. They say here, yeah, encouraging people to avoid driving the Sierra roads Thursday afternoon through Friday afternoon because of the whiteout conditions.
Yikes.
I think plenty of people say, no, that's the perfect time to get up there. What are you, crazy?
Yeah, my weekend. That's half my weekend.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Bay Club. Refresh your routine this season with a free 3-day pass. Visit bayclubmore.com. Here's what's happening. So a bridge fell on a bunch of people yesterday.
Tragic.
Yes, it is. Authorities say Friday that cables suspending a pedestrian bridge were being tightened after a stress test when the entire span dropped on the traffic below. So I'm super surprised that they didn't have that area closed to through traffic if they had just done a stress test, or that they didn't do that overnight, closed the road, done it overnight, so that if you'd just been, I don't know about enough about this, but it seems like a stress test would be a good enough reason to keep people from being under
Absolutely.
It. Cars were stopped at a red light, which had backed them up under this bridge when it fell on the cars below. Six people have died, and emergency responders came as quickly as possible. They say it's a strangely designed cable span.
Did you say strangely?
Well, it's straight. Yeah, it's a uniquely designed bridge. So they had. It's not your something that we generally see. And they were doing a straight. This bridge wasn't even going to be open to foot traffic for a year.
Wow.
It wouldn't be open until 2019. It would be, they'd hoped, a safe way for students to cross from the town or community of Sweetwater, which is where most people live, across this six-lane road to Florida International University campus, where a lot of the people of Sweetwater go to school. So they're looking into why this happened. They don't want anyone to jump to conclusions. But obviously, if you had just been doing a stress test, that it's easy to jump to conclusions.
Sure.
That doesn't save any of the people who passed. And I'll bring you more news on that as we get it.
I wonder if there'll be more people that they're going to recover, because they have to go through it so carefully. Or
there's a, they say here there's a sad possibility that under the concrete there are more people.
Oh, man.
So it made me think of the, you know, right by your husband's work, over 101, there is a, it's not a suspension bridge, it's, but it's weirdly designed. There's that
pedestrian bridge
yeah.
there.
Have you seen it?
I have seen it.
It's a squirrely
it's right
little
there
thing.
It's in Belmont, where Autobahn Motors is.
Right.
Ding, ding, shame. But yeah, they built that. And then people can bike ride across it as well to get to the paths and stuff like that. Yeah.
But it's got a unique look to it. And
it does.
As soon as I heard that this thing was unique and weirdly designed or whatever, I went, oh, you know, I'd be the...
Yeah. When I was a kid, me and my brothers used to go on those bridges, those pedestrian bridges, and just watch the cars. But it always kind of scared me, but we did it because it scared us.
Over the freeway?
Mm-hmm.
Where? Where?
In L.A.
Oh, in L.A.
Yeah.
There's one in San Francisco, too, over 101 going north, passing up the Cesar Chavez.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm talking about?
Don't they have the those... Not, I want to say
yes,
cages,
chain link fence.
Yeah.
Yes,
oh,
that
you know
is
what?
The one.
I think cars might go over that one too, though, because I always see a plumbing truck there. And
oh,
I'm like,
that's just parked.
That's
there?
A good advertising. Like it's huge, the huge.
Oh, and
then you
know, dude just leaves.
Right,
it
he
there.
Just leaves it there.
Genius.
That makes sense.
Well, I always wonder. Yeah, right, because people can see it. I always wonder about the graffiti you see up there. Like, how how are those people getting over there?
That is
so
always
scary.
The question, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So when I saw this story, I thought of you.
Uh-oh.
Is that?
Nine, that can't be good, Vinny.
9 out of 10 people say they've made improvements to their significant other. I know you threw out all his friends, so that was the first thing I thought of was she made him have no friends.
Oh, yeah.
Because they were, I guess,
they
bad.
They were bad influences. I mean, I talk about that. I'm like, where are they now? Oh, that person's this one, that way. None of them are doing well. I didn't want him to be dragged down with him.
The old cliche that people don't change, maybe that's not true because according to a new survey, 9 out of 10 people say they've, quote, made improvements to their significant other. In other words, they've either nagged or tortured or nudged, however they've been incentivized to change their behavior, they've done it.
Well, and I'd like to think we've improved each other. Certainly he has improved me. And,
how so?
I feel I'm a better person being with him.
How so, though?
I take care of my finances better.
Oh,
because
okay.
of him. I don't spend as much money because of him. I just care a lot more about our home. I care about our health.
Huh.
You know, those, I don't want to say little kinds of things.
No, those are big like, things, and that's actually great answers.
He's all about, you know, making life better for our family. And
right.
so I'm like, and we're very, very happy. So I like to think we've improved each other. You know, I try to cook nice meals for him and keep the house clean and make
keep
sure.
Keep the walls empty.
I don't hang anything on the walls.
Keep the clutter from our house.
I mean,
it's a picture of us. Come on. What the hell?
You put a hole in the wall. What about you guys? Don't you guys feel the same way about your people?
Absolutely.
Sure. I do think that the reason me and my partner are such a good fit is that she has, she's worked those changes in me the perfect way. If you nag me and torture me, you will not win. That is the
I know you well enough to know that, and probably for a lot of people
that
as well.
That is the absolute way to just send me packing. I'm out of here. But she's cool. And she is cool to me. And
so,
I find myself when things come up that I would normally say, I'm not doing that. You know, that's my instant reaction to just about any question. I'm not doing that. I find myself saying, you know what? She's let me do all my things and never jumps in my way with, you know, hey, I need you to. And I find myself going, I'll do that with you.
Mm-hmm.
I'll totally do that with you. You absolutely deserve no lip from me on this one.
Yeah. It's a give and take. And
right.
I know Hooman would like to say, oh, it's a lot of work. I don't
compromise.
Really consider. Yeah, I consider it compromise. I don't consider it hard work. It is. It's great.
It can be hard work, though.
Like what?
Well, you know, sometimes compromise is hard. You know, kind of leaning their way when you don't really want to go shopping or walking around the mall holding
zig
their bags or something like that.
Or being on a beach where the surf is perfect out there and
you're watching the waves crash.
Holding hands.
Like, what
watching
is this?
It happen.
This is romantic.
Boy.
Well,
we're pregnant again,
right.
Huh?
Shut up, movie.
Ain't this grand? We should take a picture of this.
Again. Forget those 300. We already took a dinner and
well,
your food
you know,
and
look,
your
I'm
wine.
I'm just playing devil's advocate. You
no,
know? I'm
I,
super happy about it. I'm not really with.
We can hear it in your voice. We can hear how happy.
Well,
you are.
You know, there's
sound
there's
ecstatic.
Sometimes there's compromise. That's just how it works. You know, life's like that.
The
right?
top five ways we've changed our partners, making them cleaner.
Mm-hmm.
I got rid of the chair. We had a chair in our bedroom that was. I swear, first I kept quiet about it because I don't want anyone nagging me and I left her be. It's not bothering me. I just sleep in this room anyway. But this chair is where every piece of thing that she tried on, didn't take, dirty laundry, it all piled up. And I swear to you, it would pile 4 and 5 feet high over the top of the chair. And I'd even catch her smelling stuff like, oh, this was clean. And I'm like, yeah, but it had crap on it. So that is one of the things that she doesn't have that anymore.
I wonder if she misses it. I have a chair as
You have
well.
A chair with...
I do, but I don't know how often she empties that chair, but I empty it once or twice a week because I do the same thing. I put on stuff and I'm like, oh, that doesn't feel comfortable. Let me throw that over there. Oh, I wore those pants yesterday. Let me throw that over there. Oh, my bra. Let me throw it over there.
That's what I'm talking about. The thing is just multi-use. And there's no way to differentiate between these are the pants I've worn 3 times and they're dirty. And this is something I just tried on and clearly was wrong for whatever
reason.
Seems
like you'd remember that stuff. But John has learned to not say anything about my chair.
He leaves you the chair.
Yes.
That's very nice.
Did he avoid it or what?
Does he avoid it? No, it's there. I know he looks over at it. Not lovingly.
Sounds like the secret is don't complain about anything.
Top 5 ways we've changed them. Making them cleaner, helping their fashion sense, helping improve their diet and exercise habits, making them more ambitious and driven.
All right.
And making them more upbeat and fun.
I love it. Yeah. That's all good stuff.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Our text number.
What was that?
I didn't hear that.
Let's see. Oh, yeah. Okay. How many of us have them?
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Oh, he does not have them. Vin, cut your losses and get Netflix, Amazon, or Apple stock. I can't. I went all in on this one stock because I bought
Snapchat.
Really low. Snapchat. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I just thought maybe they'll get into the content business and they'll turn it around.
Are we allowed to ask how much you invested in Snapchat?
Well, you can ask.
How
probably
much?
Shouldn't say.
More than 1,000?
Yes.
More than 10 grand?
No.
Okay.
What's it going to take for you to get out of it? Or well, like, are you going to let it keep going down?
Because I'm not a big stock market player,
yeah.
I feel like this would be the stock if I pull out where 10 months, 10 years from
it's
now, when they're huge,
yeah.
I'm going to be like, if I'd have only kept that.
Yeah.
Just like the
yeah,
people
you could have retired. You could have gotten your kids college educations. Yeah, hang on to it.
Just
Let's
like the
happens.
People who sold Apple back when Apple... Mm-hmm. Look, we see Apple now with the iPhone and we think, boy, they own the world. They didn't always own the world. They were almost out of business for a minute there.
Mm.
Like Steve Jobs came... When he left, they lost their way. And when he came back, they came back.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't know. I guess I'm just going to wait. And if
yeah,
it turns
it
when
out.
They go out of business, that's when.
When it's worth nothing.
That's when I'll get rid of it. It's not your fault, Yuzi, that Sarah is sick, which is why you're not hearing her this morning, everyone. There's a 24-hour stomach bug going around nationwide.
Mm.
You're contagious before you get sick, not afterward. And the bug passes so quickly within 24 hours of feeling much better. So that's from a texter. All right, so trash is coming up.
We have
the word.
The word
and more after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.